We want to stick with the market reaction and bring in Lance Cannon now, portfolio manager at Hood River Capital. Lance, thanks for being with us today. I am curious what you've been doing today, given this very volatile stock market. And are you using the dramatic sell-off as an opportunity to go in and buy up some stocks that had high valuations, but now look a lot more attractive?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here. Unfortunately, you know, the events of today are nothing that I think anyone ever wants to see, but it does present buying opportunities. You know, so we're a small cap manager here at Hood River, and we tend to look for opportunities that are have inefficiencies that are placed on by the marketplace. And that's certainly what we're seeing with all the movement that we've had in the past 12 months, is that small cap has really been a great place to be, or will be a great place to be on a go-forward basis. And the reason why we think that is, you know, if you look at a historic valuation standpoint, the Russell 2000 Growth Index is historically traded at a premium relative to the S&P 500. Today, that's trading at a discount. And so for us, we really view this as a great buying opportunity, to your point earlier, where you get the opportunity to buy stocks that have been beaten down that are really great companies that you can own for a long period of time.
I'm wondering, though, if you're fielding calls or emails from clients and what they're telling you, are you seeing many of them wanting to add to cash positions, or is the trend toward, let me have a little bit more exposure to this market?
You know, so from a client standpoint, you know, they're expecting us to be invested in the market and really kind of push towards finding the best opportunities that are available to us at any one given point in time. And so from this standpoint, we're really looking at really great companies that we can invest in. One of those companies that we really like right now is Lovesac. This is a consumer company that makes modular couches. They're fast growing. They're growing at a high 20% type growth rate. And they've got expanding margins and they're growing their earnings. And so when you look at it from a valuation standpoint, this is coming, it's trading at 14 times earnings over the next 12 months. And we think that there's opportunity for them to outperform those numbers and do even better than what they've projected and what they've provided to the market. And so that's one of the reasons why we really like it today.
I'm curious why not just Lovesac, but that industry is attracted to you right now in an environment where we have got high inflation that's only expected to go even higher given the events unfolding in Ukraine right now. Do you believe that consumers are still going to be spending robustly, you know, in the months ahead?
That's a great point. And we do believe that the consumer is still positioned really strongly here. I mean, if you look at a lot of the data that's come out, while inflation has been high, we can't deny that. That's pretty evident. We feel that there's a great opportunity still available and that the consumer continues to be strong and shows that through their spending habits. And Lovesac's going to be a beneficiary of that. We think Celsius is another consumer name that we really like a lot, that you're seeing that happen as well. Their velocity in terms of the number of times they're turning over their product within the stores continues to increase. And the Nielsen data supports that. You see triple digit type growth from this type of company. And again, it's another one of these stories where you've got expanding margins, growing earnings, an evaluation that seems very appropriate or relatively cheap to where it can be as we continue to move forward.
Would love to get your thoughts on the emerging markets. Don't know how much exposure you have there as a portfolio manager. We of course, and no surprise, saw the Russian index get obliterated today, down more than 30%. But elsewhere, if investors are looking for opportunities in EM, some are saying China could be the big safe haven, and other areas in Asia like Vietnam, Indonesia, who have less exposure to what's going on in Europe. What's your outlook on that?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, we're a small cap domestic manager, and we really kind of focus here on the U.S. So we don't really have a whole lot of view around what's going to happen from an EM standpoint, whether it's China or Russia or one of these other countries that are out there. But, you know, we view that the U.S. still has a lot of opportunity in itself and think that's a really great place to be on a go forward basis as well. We think there's a lot of things that line up for domestic small cap to really work, and we're really bullish on the opportunities that lie in front of us.
Lance, in 20 seconds, what do you expect the Fed to do next month, given what's happened in Russia? Do we get that interest rate hike? And if so, how big?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I think we'll get some type of interest rate hike. I think, you know, given the data that's come out, there's definitely something that needs to happen from that standpoint. How much, that's hard to say. And it's not really something that I tend to focus on a lot. We're fundamental analysis here at Hood River. And so we tend to really focus in on what's driving our stocks from a fundamental basis, from a bottoms up standpoint. And so we really feel that, like, regardless of what's ever happening, our portfolio is well positioned to handle whatever the Fed decides to do, not only in the next 3 months, but over the next 6, 12, 18 months as well.
All right. Lance Cannon, a portfolio manager there at Hood River Capital Management. Thanks so much.